Hi everybody, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Sarah Shoops and I'm the host of Shoops Health and Wellness Section. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. If you're new here, thank you. Please do go back to my previous episode and also listen to it. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for joining me. So today I want to talk about a tomato a day is even better. I'm very sure that you are so familiar or you know about what I'm talking about. You used to tomato. You eat tomato, you do everything with tomato, but mostly we cook tomato, or we eat it, we get it in form of ketchup, or we get it in form of sauce, or anything. So why must fruit and vegetable have lots more food value when eaten raw? The tomato retains its healthy fat even after it's cooked. Yes, including tomato or tomato sauce in your diet at least 5 times a week reduces the risks of many major diseases. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. That's the whole saying. Yes, but it's probably time to acknowledge that a tomato a day is even better. Yeah, a tomato a day keeps the doctor away. New research is continually expanding our understanding of the positive health effects of tomatoes, and I just want to focus on one property that tomato has that it's so good for the body. Lycopene, an organic component that turns the tomato red, is the key ingredient that helps reduce the incidence of certain cancers and health diseases. Lycopene is an antioxidant, a substance that protects the body from tissue damage. Cooked tomato contain up to 2.5 times as much lycopene. So everybody thinks that when you process your food, you lower the nutritional value. But that's so wrong for tomato, because tomatoes still retain its nutritional value after being processed. Yeah. So 5 servings of tomato a week in form of either it is canned, it's cooked, eat it raw, eating soup or sauce, ketchup or juice provides enough lycopene to cut the risk of cancer and health disease in half. And it also helps to improve the health of lungs, eyes and your skin. Yes. So tomato contain vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin B, B1, B2, B3 and B5 together with minerals like magnesium, iron and phosphorus. And don't forget, tomato also contain folic acid. Yes, superb. Contain folic acid. So we have all the health benefits of tomato, which is not limited to it helps to prevent high cholesterol, rich source of vitamin A and C. It aids weight loss. It regulates your bowel movement. It helps in detoxification. It helps in healthy skin and healthy air. So if you want your skin to glow in a continuous way, you always want to look gorgeous and your skin looks nice, try and add enough tomato. Eat tomato up to 5 times a week. Yes. So recently I saw on someone's post on Instagram, I saw on a post that she made tomato juice and it came out nice. You know your girl, I love to experiment things a lot. So guess what? I made mine too. I made my tomato juice. I had a ginger, I had a lemon to eat, and that was just all. I didn't do extra because I didn't want to go extra. It's just the first time I'm taking it, so I needed to know how it tastes and if it would taste nice. Guess what? I love the taste. I'm going to be posting, I'm going to have a post, yes, to my Instagram page, so you can check my page, because the moment I'm uploading this episode, I would also upload my reaction while taking the tomato juice. I would upload that and I would post the tomato juice, so you might also like to try it out. It's so good. I've done it like 3 times and I love the outcome. So the first one is I use juice extractor to make the juice, and the second one is I use food processor, so it blended it for me, you can use blender, and what you have to do is just to extract the juice, and it's so nice. So you can add anything you feel like you want to add to your tomato juice, but the taste is superb. Like, the taste is good. If I'm saying the taste is good, you know, we have different taste buds. You might taste that you too will not like it, but I'm saying you would like it. It's tasteless anyway, it doesn't have any taste. I'm this kind of person, I don't even like eating tomato raw, but I think I prefer this tomato juice, and taking it is so good. So I heard that some people take vitamin C injection in order for them to glow. Okay, I wouldn't say anything about that today, but I think I'm going to talk about it later in my podcast. But the point is, if you really want to glow, or you want a good skin, you can improve your skin through what you eat. Yes, if you feed your body well, you would see the results. You don't have to continually give yourself vitamin C injection all because you want to glow, when you can get it from your fruits, your vegetable. They are a good source of vitamin C. Feed yourself every day with that thing that contains vitamin C, that fruit or the vegetable that contains vitamin C, and you will see the result. I don't want to talk more than this. I hope you love this 10-minute episode, and please do not forget to follow me on my Instagram page at Sarah Shops. Also on Facebook, it's Sarah Bolaji Shobola. You can follow me on Twitter at Sarah Shops. Yeah, Sarah_Shops. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. If you have any question that you would like me to answer on this podcast, please drop the message. If you also would like me to discuss any topic on this podcast, kindly indicate by sending me a voice message, or you send me a message on my page, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I would definitely respond to it. Thank you so much for joining me. Do have a fabulous week, a fabulous day, and a day filled with joy.